airdrops or smart drops, better ways to distribute tokens may be on their way. Good evening, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from August 6th, 2018. Digital asset is ready to spread wings and fly, the startup CEO Blythe Masters tells CoinDesk about the project's new ambitions. Economist and investor Ter Demeester doesn't expect Bitcoin to soar in 2018. And lastly, we'll speak with CoinDesk's Annalise Milano about new approaches to token economics. But first, a word from our sponsor, Said Business School, the University of Oxford. You can now study blockchain entirely online with Oxford University's Said Business School. Find out more about the six-week online program that gives you a fundamental understanding of blockchain and its implications and effects on your business strategy by visiting oxfordexecblockchain.com. Say hello to smart drops. A new alternative to ICOs and airdrops may be gaining steam. While airdrops have been around for a while, they've been the subject of criticism, with some claiming that the token distribution device may attract speculative investors, but do little to really bootstrap projects or stimulate communities around them. David Johnston, the founder of Yeoman Capital and a longtime industry investor, started a discussion on the new format, which entails giving new tokens to selected users, not just everyone with an Ethereum address. Some ventures are already trying different ways to do their airdrops, quote, smartly. For example, in June, Definity said it was going to airdrop $35 million worth of its tokens to community members who passed certain verifications. Another approach is to give tokens without a chance to cash them out right away. Open Garden, a decentralized Wi-Fi project, is going to distribute 1 billion OG tokens to users so that they can utilize them to pay for the service, but not sell them on the market. The airdrop will coincide with an official launch of the mainnet, so users will be encouraged to participate in the network development, not just price speculation. Blythe Masters looks beyond finance for the next wave of blockchain growth. Leading enterprise blockchain services firm Digital Asset is opening up about its strategy, as well as its new partnership with Google Cloud to foster an ecosystem around its digital asset modeling language. In an exclusive interview, former J.P. Morgan Chase executive Blythe Masters opened up to CoinDesk, telling reporter Ian Allison how the platform is now targeting a broad range of industries, not just capital markets and financial services, a move that echoes strategies in enterprise blockchain at large. Masters listed such areas as healthcare, insurance claims, digital media rights, royalty streams, real estate, lending, and collateral management as opportunities for her startup. Interestingly, she also commented on how tokenized assets could play a role in a more mature blockchain-powered financial system. For more on that interview, read the full report on CoinDesk.com. A famed investor says he doesn't expect new Bitcoin highs in 2018. Ter Demeester, an early crypto economist and investor, shared his perspective on the future of the Bitcoin price in a new essay for CoinDesk. Demeester doesn't expect new record-breaking highs for several reasons. Retail demand, he says, for Bitcoin is not huge, institutions are reluctant to get involved, and the current market cap seems inadequately high. Demeester believes a much-anticipated Bitcoin ETF will not likely be approved before 2019, so those who are looking forward to it will be disappointed. He adds that mass adoption is also still far away. It's early to expect institutions like mutual funds and pension funds to engage with crypto because they're not yet comfortable with the available custody solutions. He goes on to say that according to the metrics, Bitcoin's daily on-chain activity doesn't justify the current market cap, which means the leading cryptocurrency is now overvalued. Check the full essay for more insights on our website. We'll be following these stories closely on CoinDesk.com, but first. The most important conference in crypto comes to Asia this fall. CoinDesk's Consensus Conference lands in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Join more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors for 2 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. It's all happening in Singapore September 19th to 20th. Register today at coindesk.com/events. And welcome back to Late Confirmation. This is Pete Rizzo for CoinDesk, and I'm joined by our special guest today, Annalise Milano.
Hi, Pete.
Annalise, you're here to talk about your new article, Say Hello to Smart Drops, the new way to give away free crypto. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you found this story and what a smart drop is.
Right. So early in July, David Johnston, who is the founder of Yeoman's Capital and also sort of a notable industry investor, wrote a post on Medium called Smart Drops, where he sort of brought together a whole bunch of ideas that people in the space were having about how to improve airdrops and how to make them more targeted, more effective. And so that was sort of the point of departure for this. And then there's a startup called Open Garden, which does decentralized Wi-Fi. That's the service that they aim to provide. And they're one of the companies doing this. They're about to have a smart drop in September. So it sort of came to my attention as a thing that's gaining, you know, some steam behind it, and this is going to be a thing that I think is only going to be more common.
So we have ICOs, airdrops, now smart drops. Do you see smart drops as a replacement for these old distribution models, or is this a complement to those services?
I think that smart drops are probably complementary to ICOs. I think that they could replace conventional airdrops. Undoubtedly, people will continue to do airdrops because not everybody wants to put in the work to do a smart drop. But I think the thought process is that if you're a software company, you're doing this thing, the smart drops are sort of the first step in distributing your tokens, and not an afterthought, not sort of the last thing you do, not after the ICO. It's the first thing that you do.
Tell us a little bit more about the work involved. So if this is really the first part of what could be a more sophisticated token distribution model, what goes into that process?
It varies by sort of the project and what they're trying to do. Some projects, their idea is, you know, we're going to put people through KYC, know your customer processes, and we're going to vet you and make sure that you're not shady effectively. Other projects will say, okay, we want people who we know are sort of committed to our project, who actually want to use our services. And so they'll pick sort of like the first 1,000 people to join their community forums, or the first 1,000 people to test their alpha version of their app, these sorts of things. So it varies.
So you're selecting the right individuals. How then do you make sure that they are using the tokens for what you want?
I think this is always a challenge for these projects, and it certainly varies project to project. But Open Garden, what they're doing is they've sort of set it so that you cannot immediately cash out your tokens. You have to hold on to them. You have to actually use them before you can ever cash them out or trade them or speculate on them, all these things.
Interesting. And so now we're seeing, it sounds like, a few of these projects emerging. Well, are there any barriers that you see to this becoming a more widespread practice?
I suppose it is much more work intensive than just sort of dumping tokens to everybody with an Ethereum address. That's certainly true. And you have to determine who is valuable to your community. And if you're going to have some sort of mechanism that's going to keep them from speculating. And also, you have to determine how many tokens you want to airdrop to people. What is the price of those tokens? And these are not easy questions by any means.
New models, exciting times. Lay Confirmation is brought to you by the Said Business School at Oxford University. Master Blockchain Strategy online with the 6-week Oxford Blockchain Strategy Program. The program gives you a foundational understanding of the core concepts of blockchain. You'll gain insights into how it will affect the future of your industry and organization, drawing on expert opinions and multiple blockchain use cases, allowing you to develop a strategic roadmap to incorporate blockchain into your business strategy. Find out more at oxfordexecblockchain.com. For more on today's stories or to subscribe to our newsletter, check out Coindesk.com and find us on Twitter at Coindesk. I'm Pete Rizzo, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.